might the children of Barncroft Primary School be heading for musical stardom? Kids on vocals, parents handling video and editing. With this cover of an 80s pop classic, You're the Voice by John Farnham, they're shooting for that most hallowed of British traditions, topping the charts with a Christmas number one single. Not for fortune or fame, though. Their much more modest aim is to keep their school lights on and their teachers employed.
I've been a teacher since the late 90s. This is the worst I've ever known it.
Barncroft Head says the school is in a huge financial black hole and it's not alone.
It's absolutely countrywide. I think if you spoke to any head teacher in the country, they would say that their school has been really badly hit by this.
Earlier in the year, teachers' wages went up, but the government did not give schools the money to pay for this, leaving them with serious budget deficits. Barncroft hopes they can raise enough money to buy solar panels for the roof. Cutting soaring energy bills might mean the school won't have to make staff redundant in a year or two. The teaching assistants that vulnerable and special needs children rely on for support. Despite having fun with the video, the situation has left parents despondent.
I'm really angry, and you know, our children, they, you know, as we say, like, our children are the future, really. We need to invest in them.
It's a bigger problem that's affecting all schools everywhere, and it's very, very worrying for the future of education in this whole country.
You're the voice. Try and understand it. Make a noise and make it clear. Whoa.
My mum sings it like every day.
Your mum sings it every day. Excellent.
Well, I only practiced it once and then I basically knew it.
Just once?
No. Can I give you a clue? There's double.
And that was it? And you knew it after one practice?
A Christmas number one would, of course, be a fantastic present for the kids and the parents at this school, but a better one would be the funding they need. Indeed, the funding that every cash-strapped school across this country needs and isn't receiving at the moment. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera, London.